redactions are in. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. But that doesn't change anything for now in the tug of war over an affidavit related to the recent Trump raid.
The Justice Department met the noon Thursday deadline to get the documents to a judge that it says justified the search of former President Trump's Florida home. U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt is looking over the redactions. There has been no timeline given as to when a decision will be made, but it can go any of several ways. Acceptance of the DOJ's submission, releasing an unredacted version, or not releasing it at all.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Just getting word that two people have pleaded guilty in a scheme to peddle a diary and other items stolen from President Biden's daughter to the conservative group Project Veritas. The group turned the diary over to law enforcement. Prosecutors say the two suspects pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property. A warning across America from one town's battle with the fentanyl crisis.
Police in the small town of Antioch, Illinois, releasing a graphic video showing an overdose victim lying on the floor with no pulse until officers administered life-saving Narcan. Three high school students also survived overdoses of fentanyl over the weekend amid a national crisis.
It doesn't take much fentanyl to kill someone.
Antioch Police Chief Jeffrey Gutshow urging parents to talk to kids about taking pills.
Criminal drug networks are mass-producing counterfeit pills that look identical to common prescription over-the-counter medications.
Neighboring McHenry County, Illinois, also sounding the alarm after a 250% increase in suspected overdose deaths in the past 28 days.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The CDC says more than 100,000 Americans died of drug overdoses last year. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A legendary boxer is facing sex abuse claims dating back decades.
Former boxing champ George Foreman is accused of sex abuse by two women who filed suit in California, claiming he forced them to have sex with him back in the 1970s when they were between the ages of 13 and 16 and he was in his 20s. The complaints say they met Foreman when they were little kids through their dads, who were also in the industry, that he groomed the girls for years with things like trips for ice cream and car rides on his lap, then later made threats, for instance, telling one woman her dad would lose his job if she didn't do as the heavyweight champion wanted. Foreman says he adamantly denies the allegations and that the women are attempting to extort money from him. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A confrontation at a stoplight could send a man to prison for 10 years in Florida. A jury in Tampa convicting 29-year-old Jordan Leahy in a federal hate crimes case for racially motivated interference with a black motorist's right to use the street. Prosecutors say Leahy pulled alongside the other car, yelling racial slurs, making a shooting gesture with his hand, and swerving into the lane. The black man's 4-year-old daughter and girlfriend were in his car. No date set yet for sentencing. The CIA reportedly paying current and former officers suffering traumatic brain injuries that remain a mystery.
Payments are going out to about a dozen of those suffering from what is being called Havana Syndrome. The New York Times reporting several of the recipients are former CIA officers who served in Havana in 2016 and 2017, with payments also approved for current and former officers injured in Havana and other locations. Congress passed the Havana Act last year, which is supposed to give each victim up to $187,000.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The CIA has said it's unlikely the injuries are caused by a hostile foreign country. A Biden administration panel cited pulsed radio energy as a possible cause. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.